Good evening.
Oh, yes, there is.
The door was open, so Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Doctor. Merry Christmas. Tell me, do you know what eels are in season?
How's that?
Never mind, I was a fool to ask you.
I opened those top two slats for Mr. Whiteside. They seemed a little crowded in there.
Oh, thank you, John, thank you. Well, I'm sorry you had to come right now, Doctor. You see, I have to do my yoga exercises. Will you excuse me?
But Mr. Whiteside, my book. When are we going to start work on my book? Good evening, Miss Frame.
Good evening, Doctor.
Is there any possibility we will have to do just to a little work?
Doctor, perhaps I'm not well. But when I looked in the library just now, I thought I saw a penguin with a thermometer in its mouth.
What's this? Have those penguins escaped?
Penguins? Did you say penguins?
Yes. Dr. Bradley, would you go inside and capture the penguins, please? Put them back in the crate. There are two of them.
Capture penguins?
Yes.
Yes.
And Miss Green, would you entertain them until I come in, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Whiteside, the Christmas tree in the bedroom just fell on Mr. Stanley. He's got a big bump on his forehead.
Why isn't that too bad? Well, go on, Doctor. Go on, Miss Green.
Hello, Mr. Whiteside.
Hello, Dick, my boy.
I'll wait here for
you. Dr. Bradley is the greatest living argument for mercy killings. Well, what's it tonight, Richard? A candid camera shot of my left nostril?
Nah, I'm all stocked up on those. Have you got a minute to look at some new ones? I'd take it.
Of course, Richard. Well, these are splendid, Richard. There's real artistry in them. They're better than anything in Life magazine. This is the essence of photographic journalism.
Say, I didn't know they were as good as that. I just like to take pictures, that's all.
You know, Richard, these are good. This is what you ought to do. You ought to get out and do some of the things that you were telling me about. Just jump on a boat and get off wherever it stops. Galveston, Mexico, Singapore, anywhere. Just work your way through taking pictures. Millions of pictures. Terrible pictures, wonderful pictures, everything.
No, I'd like to. I've wanted to build a career in photographic journalism for as long as I can remember. If I could do that, I'd be the happiest guy in the world.
Well, then, do it. If I was your age, I'd do it like a shot.
You know why. Dad.
Richard, do you want to do this more than anything else in the world?
I certainly do, but I just don't want to hurt Dad. If I don't, I'll be miserable for the rest of my life.
Then do it.
Hello, Dick. Good afternoon, Mr. Whiteside.
Hello, June, my lovely. So I'm afraid it's up to you, Richard.
I guess it is. Well, thank you, Mr. Whiteside. You've been swell, and I'll never forget.
Righto, Richard.
June, are you coming upstairs now?
In a few minutes, Richard.
Well, knock on my door, will you? I want to talk to you.
Okay, I will.
June, you were too young to hear about the Elwell murders, weren't you? I have about five great murders, and the Elwell case is one of them. Would you like to hear about it?
Oh, Mr. Whiteside, I want to talk to you about something important for a few minutes. Would you mind?
Why, of course, June. I take it this is about your young Romeo at the factory.
Yes, I just can't seem to make Father understand. It's like talking to a blank wall. He won't meet him. He won't even talk about it. What are we going to do, Mr. Whiteside? Sandy and I love each other. I don't know where to turn.
Well, you've come to the right place. Dr. Sheridan Whiteside. Broken hearts mended. Brakes relined, hamburgers. Go right ahead.
Well, Sandy's a union representative out of the factory, and he's been trying to change some of the poor conditions the men work under, and Dad is pretty sore about it.
I can imagine.
Well, that being the case, Sandy doesn't feel he has the right to influence me. If I marry him, it means a definite break with the family, and he doesn't feel he has the right to bring that about. But he has a good job. He has money in the bank. He has a college education. He can support me. But Dad won't hear of our marrying, mainly because of his work in the family. He acts there for all a big plot. You know, this is not something we've done just to spite him. Sandy and I fell in love with each other. But he thinks the AFL-CIO sent Sandy here to marry his daughter. He tried to fire Sandy twice out at the factory, but he couldn't on account of the wagon rat, thank God. And he thinks Sandy wrote back, too. Well, anyway, Sandy got word he's needed in Chicago. He'll probably have to go on to Frisco from there, so you see the jam we're in. He'll be gone for a whole year, Mr. Whiteside, and he's leaving tonight. So I've got to decide now.
You know, June, this is absurdly simple. Stripped of its externals, what does it come down to? Your father. The possibility of making him unhappy.
Very unhappy.
That's not the point. Suppose he is unhappy. It's good for him. It develops his character. Look at me. I left home at the age of 4. They hear me on the radio, and that's enough for them.
So your advice is to go ahead, Mr. Whiteside?
It is, June. Marry him tonight.
You mean that, Mr. Whiteside?
No, I mean you should marry Spiro Agnew. If I didn't mean it, I wouldn't say it. What would you want me to do? Say it
all
over again?
Come along,
Dad. Stop
the dog, wait. Forgive us for trespassing, Mr. Whiteside.
Oh, not at all, little fellow, not at all. It's Christmas, you know? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Mr. Whiteside. Oh, June, would you like to come along with us? We're taking some presents over to the Dexters.
I have to write some letters.
Come along, Daisy.
Why, Mr. Stanley, what happened to your forehead? Did you have an accident?
No, Mr. Whiteside. I'm taking boxing lessons. Come along.